Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Day four, coming from a deserted radio row.
It's pretty bad. I thought I was going to ramp up. I really was hoping that this was going to turn into a magical event, and that as the week progressed, we would snowball into the greatest weekend of all.
Never thought of that. Never thought it was going to happen, Sean.
Now, this is 10 times more people than I saw the other day.
Yeah.
So it has ramped up, and it did snowball, and it did get a whole lot bigger.
This is there 15 people here instead, too.
Yeah, exactly.
This is true.
You know, the last, 3 days we've done radio shows, I think there was three other people doing shows. Somebody behind us just showed up today to do a show.
Yeah. Every sports story that matters is doing a show.
Has been here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Because those stories don't matter, Randy.
And the greatest of all time would have been last Radio Row, which would have beat just barely Atlanta Radio Row, which would have just barely. Radio Row is the coolest broadcast normal.
So next year, it's got to be just off the chart epic.
Yeah, Sean, you and I will have a good time next year.
Sounds good.
In L.A.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He's daddy daycare. He can't go. He's three men and a baby.
I got a year to work on.
He's one man and three babies. He can't go nowhere.
See, that is the difference between the two of you. You have a year to work on it. He waits until 3 seconds before. Hey, can you get a babysitter?
Well,
do you know somebody?
If the truth is, I didn't really want her to go. That just adds more stress for me because then I got to protect my wife and I got to be in the crowd. And I can't do both.
All right. Enough about you.
Well, he'd rather be in the crowd. We know that.
Yeah. We know where
he'd rather be behind the crowd.
He'd rather be backstage.
I'd rather be in the squared circle.
Scheduled today's program, our final broadcast from Radio Row here at the Tampa Convention Center, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. After our first break, we're going to go out and touch base. It's been quite a few years since I've spoken to former number 80 of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Don't really remember what number he was with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Washington Redskins.
Can't say that.
It's the Washington football team.
I'm offended.
Yeah. You got
to. I don't like the color red.
It's the Washington football team.
Okay.
You don't want them to throw us out of here, right?
Yeah.
You call it what you want.
There's already a protest scheduled for Sunday. You know this.
Can I finish with the schedule?
First? Sure.
Thank you. So Todd Yoder will be on momentarily. Then a couple of the guys from the Pewter Report will be sitting in with us, Taylor and Matt. And then scheduled to appear, he just landed, and damn are his arms tired, John McLaughlin, former number 95. We did a show for a year or two back in the day, so I'm looking forward to that. Sean has graced us with an appearance today.
It looks like Todd Yoder wore 83 in Jacksonville and 87 with the WFT.
87 with the Redskins.
Dumb offended.
I'm trying to keep us here.
And here's my tie-in.
I'm trying to get us an invite for next year.
Yeah.
My tie-in with Todd Yoder, we did the Todd Yoder show when he played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which would get consistently ripped by John Madden on Monday Night Football.
Really?
When he would rip how many radio shows the Tampa Bay Buccaneer players had. They set an all-time record, and he would say, and even the third-string tight end Todd Yoder has his own show. And Todd would call. He's like, Randy, I'm like, Todd, this is awesome. John Madden just talked about us. Then when he was number 83 with the Jacksonville Jaguars, I stayed at his house when the Super Bowl was up there. And then number 87 of your Washington Redskins, I have the Redskin jersey, one of his game jerseys, that's in my home studio.
Wow.
So that's my tie-in with Todd Yoder.
All right. And is John Madden still alive?
I don't know. Is there a Greyhound bus outside?
I don't know. But if there was, there'd probably be more people on that than in here.
Probably. I have been on buses that have more people in them.
Yeah, anytime you go to Disney, there's always more people.
Well, not just that. I mean, I was on a bus in Gitmo that had more people that'll probably be at Tampa Stadium. You know, it was like a cattle thing. But, you know, I've been on Rascal Flatts bus that had more people than that's in here right now.
Listen to him name drop.
Yeah, dropping.
He said he could have been on like a Country Stars bus. He didn't have to like drop the name, but yeah.
Next year, the final finale of Waiting for Wishes, brought to you by Kevin Carter and Jay DeMarcus of what was formerly known as Rascal Flatts.
I'm really surprised they didn't do a benefit this year because of the bombing in downtown.
It's always April, and nobody wants to do anything. Look at Radio Row. Nobody wants to go out. Nobody. You asked about can people sit at my table tonight at Bare Knuckle, and as much as I like all these people you mentioned, I said no.
Should we take the plexiglass with us to protect us from COVID?
I think that'd be good.
We could set this up at Media Row.
Where you'll be sitting.
Yes.
The problem is at BKFC, Radio Row is 300 level. So you don't want to be on Radio Row.
I'm just curious your story to tell security here how you're getting that thing out.
Oh, I'll figure it out someday. I've got a rock and roll guy. I got a security guy.
I know how he's going
to
do it.
Is it like the cushion on the seats at the game that you get to take? Like, I thought this was ours.
What he's
going
to say is that he needs this to go bring more pizzas in because he's brought pizzas so many times.
That's true. I mean, I'm a king down here. I mean, if you go downstairs, they'll clap when we walk through.
Yeah, because you're leaving.
No. You'll think that it's for you. It's not. Steve got the benefit of walking in front of me when we turned the corner. He got the uproar, and then he realized it was not for him.
It was because of the AC/DC shirt.
And then he's usually the one to get the hair compliments. And unfortunately, I've stolen his thunder this week. I mean, Steve, are you okay? I feel like he is severely damaged. Like that's his thing, the hair guy.
I see the sadness on his face right now.
It looks sad.
Yeah. Sorry.
Now, is that a mask or is that your beard?
That's my beard.
That's impressive. Yeah.
I might stand corrected because I forgot that we're 1-3, not 2-4 like normal. So Todd Yoder may be the second hour. I'll reach out to him probably around the bottom of the hour to see what's best for him. Or we may have Todd Yoder and John McLaughlin on at the same time.
Producing on air.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. That's the talent.
How much, I was talking to Dr. D, who I believe is the only medical doctor being flown in just to hang out at this football game.
He's working.
Well,
he's the expert.
If you know Dr. D, the word working and Dr. D may not all come together at the same time.
He's there. Yeah.
He delegates.
He's available.
I text him during Raider games because he's the official doc of the Raiders as well as the UFC. And I'm like, so, Jeff, are you at the game tonight? And he like sends me a picture of him standing on the field at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. He's like the only person there, and what was that about?
Why don't you reach out to him?
I'm documenting my experience on Radio Row.
Why don't you reach out to him? Have Dr. D talk to your boy Waller and find out what happened to him last year.
I've said that to him numerous times.
Has he been checked out psychologically? Did he forget? Did he just blow us off? Is he like...
He blew us off. Do you really need to be told that he blew us off to know that he blew us off?
That hurts that a guy that no one's ever heard of blew us off for Media Row.
Okay, first of all, a lot of people...
Bowler?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. He's one of the top tight ends in football.
Not in my voting.
Remember when I said this is his last day of doing the show? I'm sticking to it.
Well, the only thing is because his uncle was a famous jazz musician. That's why he plays football.
First of all, it was his grandfather. And second, it has nothing to do with him playing football. And who's the country singer that sings, Not My Story or something like that, and I'm sticking to it? There's a country song about that's his story and he's sticking to it. I think I'm sticking to my story.
What's your story?
You know what my story is. So you better get as many words out over the next hour and a half. Because
the fuse has been lit.
The fuse has been put out. It's not been lit. Well, how much do you think the alleged weather, Sean, is going to affect? I was trying to explain it to Dr. D earlier.
It's huge. A makeshift offensive line in the rain, you have to run. That's going to be tough. Unless Tyreek Hill is the guy running the ball. Well, and then he knows where he's going, and the defense doesn't.
Well, and you figure that he'll do some end-arounds. He'll do some loop-de-loops. And what was the one from Varsity Blues? What's the play? The oop-de-doop. Oop-de-doop.
The oop-de-doop. Mississippi Valley State averages 55 points a game with that offense.
Weather is going to come down. Ticket prices have fallen because of the weather, which hopefully will drop even a little bit more. I talked to a guy last night who bought two tickets, and I think we might have even talked about it yesterday. He's a Buffalo Bill fan, Sean.
Okay.
He was so sure that the Buffalo Bills were going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs that he paid $8,500 a ticket for four tickets. Wow. Not $8,500 for four tickets.
Yeah. Per ticket.
Per ticket. So he calls me last night. He goes, yeah, I'd like to get my money back. I'm like, good luck. Yeah. You know, getting $8,500. Now, they're good seats. They're 100 level the whole nine yards. But is there anything, and this is for everybody listening, you know, obviously, you know, you knucklehead sitting in your final seat.
Thank you. Knucklehead is a term of endearment, according to Bret Hart.
Yeah, that is true.
Thank you.
Are you like Dr. Evil after you're going to hit the button and he's going to fall into like a pit of sharks?
And
the chair goes and everything.
Is it okay to be Dr. Evil, or is it the other Dr. Evil, Ellen, you know, when she hits the button and they go and fall down? Or
yeah, it's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
It is the same thing.
So, yeah, look at those eyes. All right, let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. Coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive. 8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, live on pay-per-view. Featuring the highly anticipated debut of Paige VanZant against bare knuckle veteran Britton Hart. Plus, brutal Johnny Bedford defends his 135-pound title against the undefeated Dat Nguyen. And Chris the Crippler Leben returns to face Quentin Henry. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Join us on February 14th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
From the Tampa Convention Center, Brooks Bowl 55, 48 hours away?
Yeah.
All right, so 48 and probably 4-5.
That's about $4,800 in parking.
Shelton Quarles away. Brooks Bowl 55, Shelton Quarles roughly away. 53. Right?
Was he 53?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is he here?
No, this is Brooks Bowl 55. Todd Yoder coming up after the next break. So we kind of had some fun with it yesterday. I know it was your half attempt at the prop bets. Let's go to somebody who knows a lot about prop bets, and maybe we'll make a couple predictions, you and I. Go ahead, Sean.
Who do you think is the odds-on favorite to have the most receiving yards?
Evans.
I'm going to say Gronk.
No.
Or Hill.
No, of course, Hill.
Kelsey?
That really makes more sense. You know, because I think they're going to double, triple, four, quadruple team Hill. They're not going to let – you can't let Hill beat you.
Again.
Right.
Again. You cannot allow him to do another backflip into your end zone. Again.
No. Or give you the peace sign.
Yeah.
When he passes.
Kelsey makes sense.
Kelsey's like, plus 260.
Like in Dallas, they have the star, and it's like it's controversial if you go to the star and you disrespect the star. Is there anything
it's
like that?
Controversial.
It's just not a good look.
It's just, yeah.
Well, I mean, but like, you know, but is there anything like that for the Buccaneers? Like, is there anything disrespectful in the center of the field or in the pirate ship? Or?
Yeah,
you just named the logo and the pirate ship.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Those two things, yeah.
I think it would be very disrespectful to run into the end zone, jump Green Bay style, and then go up and do something up in the pewter, onto the
ship. Like walk the plank? That would be epic. If he scores a touchdown, runs up before they catch up to him, he's got that much distance between him and the defense, and then he runs up the stands, jumps off the plank, and goes back into the crowd.
He probably could do it because there won't be that many fans there. There'll probably be more security than there will be fans. All right, I like that one. Kelsey, makes sense.
Next. Do another receiving prop. First player to reach X yards. So it's Godwin against Hill for 10-plus yards receiving.
Depends on who gets the ball first.
Well, that's why the coin
flip.
I think the Bucs are going to get the ball first. That's my prediction. You know, I think if Kansas City gets the ball, they're not going to think. Andy Reid is still going to be thinking about the cheeseburger, and he's going to defer.
Cuban sandwich.
Is it a Cuban?
Cuban sandwich, yeah.
So he's going to defer, and I think if the Bucs win the coin flip, they're going to take the ball. You take the ball first if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
Because you need to go down and score right away.
Sure.
And I think, I don't remember who said it, but somebody told me the odds of who scores first of winning the game. And you know, don't want to say this wrong, but I think if Kansas City gets the ball first, they're going to go down and score.
I don't think so. I'll take that.
Really?
I'll take that.
Okay.
They'll get a stop. They're going to get a stop.
Okay. They get a
Devin White, he's on fire last game.
Was it you, Sean, that told me about the MVP? Somebody told me that if the Bucs win.
Oh, that's me.
Okay,
yeah.
White will be the MVP.
Oh, he should be after last game. I mean, he's the MVP of the last game for sure.
And if that happens, I will buy a jersey for your uncle.
For Devin White?
Of Devin White.
Okay.
And can he take his horse to the polo event on February 14th?
He said when the Buccaneers win and they have their big parade and inside Tampa Stadium or Raymond James Stadium, he will ride the horse.
And then he can take it to the polo event on the 14th. I don't know if that horse can swim, but we're going.
First player to record a sack.
What's the favorite?
Frank Clark.
Yeah, I think Tampa has the first sack.
So who is it?
Shaq Barrett.
Shaq Barrett's plus 550.
Yeah.
He's number two.
JPP's first?
JPP's three at 650.
See, he doesn't listen much when you just said who
Frank
was
Clark
first.
Was first, yeah.
He said Frank Clark was first.
William Golston checking in at plus 2,700.
Really?
Yeah.
Plus 2,700?
I may put a dollar on that.
Yeah.
So, right, if I put a dollar down, I get 2,700?
You get $27.
Yeah.
Oh, I want 2,700. Then put 100 down.
You got to bet on Brady to get the first sack.
Yeah, I'm not putting 100 down on that. I'm not putting 100 down on anything.
But who would have bet that Fitz Perry would score a touchdown in the Chicago Bears Super Bowl?
Biggest regret in Mike Ditka's career.
Really?
Biggest regret, and he has said that.
No, he's got to be doing that movie with Will Ferrell, kicking and screaming.
The biggest regret Mike Ditka has ever done, according to Mike Ditka, because what happened by that is there's a particular player that wouldn't talk to Mike Ditka ever again.
Oh, Sweetness.
He was pissed.
And then he died without getting a ring. Or he died without getting a touchdown.
Right. He didn't score.
He never scored.
And Ditka said that he thought he had ample time to do that. You know, he did this, and it was a great gimmick and all that kind of stuff. You know, but when it's all said and done, I don't feel bad for Walter Payton. I feel bad that Walter Payton's dead, but I don't feel bad that he didn't get a touchdown. It's about winning the game.
A team.
You know, right. You know, a team player would say whatever it takes to win.
But the I in team, right in the middle of the A-hole, is about me.
Which you can relate to.
Right, right. I am Walter Payton today.
Well, Super Bowl MVP.
Call me the Sweetness.
I would say Mahomes is the favorite.
He is. Minus 105.
Brady second.
Plus 200. He's number two. Yeah.
Okay.
Who's number three?
Travis Kelce.
So
it goes, it goes from minus 105 to plus 200, and number three is Kelce at plus 1,400.
What?
That's right. Devin White.
That's what I was going to say.
Where's the Gronkinator?
Plus 5,000.
Plus 5,000?
Yeah.
Don't you think that for the Buccaneers to win this game, they're going to need a monster game from defense?
He is the first defensive Buccaneer listed for the prop.
Well, we all know defense is winning championships. They won an 0-2 with defense. And who's our quarterback?
Brad Johnson.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're surprised I even knew that.
I don't even know who that is.
Plus 15,000 is Ryan Succop.
Really?
9 field goals. You think he gets it?
No.
So it's a field goal shootout?
Yeah, I don't. In the rain? No, I don't see that. But how many times will you switch the football out?
I don't know. It's whatever Brady's rules are.
It's the Brady bunch. I don't know.
You know, throw it in the dryer. One more bet, and then I want to ask you about some shirts you saw.
Some shirts I saw. Oh, I did see some shirts.
What's another prop bet?
What are you looking at? Offense, defense? We were so far on the MVP.
I want a stupid one.
Coin flip.
Well, that's not stupid. You only got one or two choices.
What if it lands on the edge?
What if you call it and the ref gives it to the wrong team?
Here we go. Over, under 80.5 penalty yards in the entire game.
I'll go under.
You go under.
You think they're going to let him play?
Well, I think it's a combination. They're going to let them play, and I think they're coming to play. I think mistakes. If you don't have your mistakes done by the Super Bowl, you got a problem. You know. So yeah, I think Mike Evans will probably be involved with the most penalties of the game.
Wow, that's a serious bet.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to go back to the penalties and see if we can put money on Mike
yeah.
Evans.
You don't think Sue's going to get the most? He's always.
No. It's going to be Mike Evans. I'm going with three pass interferences involving Mike Evans. Two against the defense, one against Mike.
Wow.
That's my prediction.
It's just the teams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, team with the most penalties, most penalty yards, most accepted penalties.
What color Gatorade do you believe is going to be inside the winning coach's bath?
Clear.
I don't like that bet. I don't think that should be allowed.
Inside information?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. But that's why a lot of them, they've included the colors. Like orange and red are together now. It's not separate. So you get two for one, but it's like minus 500.
Yeah, but still, whoever's there in the locker rooms, they already know.
You know which colors, but you don't know which one they're going to pick.
Sure you do.
How about the Senior Bowl? You know what the Gatorade bath was? That's right, Reese's.
Reese's.
Yeah, they dumped Reese's on the coach. Because
I thought it would be an Ovaltine or something.
Okay. It'll be Pepsi that's going to be dumped on the...
But again, my thing is that you know. There's people that already know that. There's people involved in either the teams or whatever.
The national anthem, they know that too.
Right.
The track runs.
They don't know the time yet.
They've already recorded it. Of course they know.
Oh, have they already recorded
it? Yeah.
No, that's how the military will be on time.
Yeah.
That's how the bombers will get there on time.
So again, is that fair? They all should be illegal bets because people know that already.
But you don't know which one's going to be grabbed unless you're like, hey, I got it.
You know which one's going to be grabbed on both sides. So if you're Kansas City, you already know the Gatorade that's going to be there. Somebody already knows that. And loose lips sink ships, and they people talk.
And when do they actually, like, when do the prop bets start and when do they finish? When the game's over?
They start weeks ago, and they end right after that happens.
Because if
you can't bet after it already happens.
Because once they take a drink and you're watching TV and you see the color liquid inside the sideline cup, or it squirts in their mouth through the helmet, you're going to know which color is in the Gatorade.
Not necessarily.
Here's a good one. What will happen first for Kansas City? Score points or a punt? And you can do that for both.
So, yeah, it's will they score on their first possession? Isn't that an easier way to say it?
This isn't first possession. It's just what do they do first when they get the ball? Because the Bucks have the same thing. Their
first possession.
Yeah.
You know, which will it be?
Here's a good one. Will an extra point or field goal hit an upright? What? Yes is plus 450. No is minus 750.
Plus? So that's what they don't expect to happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, is the first offensive play a safety, like against Manning, and this is plus 10,000?
Wow.
You could have made some money on that one.
So if I put a dollar down.
Like $100.
Yeah, it's not worth my dollar. You can get a soda, you can get something at McDonald's for a buck. You're still not going to get anything. What's the sense of throwing a dollar away?
Yeah.
Probably the smartest prop bet is what Wimbledon did when they had that
a prop bet.
bet on the COVID pandemic. Yeah, bet a pandemic would knock out their sporting event.
Yep.
It's the greatest hedge bet on
the last 30 years they've been paying that thing.
Yeah, it finally paid off.
Now, did they make more in the payoff than they've been paying over the 30 years?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think they invested like 34 million, and they got a payoff like 150 or 140.
That's not bad, especially when you're not paying it. You keep jacking up the ticket prices.
So what does Tom Brady do first, a touchdown pass or an interception?
If he throws footballs like last game, he's probably going to get picked because four of those should have been going the other direction.
Well, two hit receiver hands, too, so you can't say anything about that.
That's all Brady.
No, it's not.
Yeah. He controls the ball.
Thank God your stupidity comes out. It's time to hit another break.
So what are you talking about?
It's perfect timing. All right, when we come back, we're going to reach out to former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Todd Yoder. It seems like just yesterday, but it was, 18, 19 years ago? We'll talk to Todd when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. What do you see? The cult of personality.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, live on pay-per-view. Featuring the highly anticipated debut of Paige VanZant against bare knuckle veteran Britton Hart. Plus, brutal Johnny Bedford defends his 135-pound title against the undefeated Dat Nguyen. And Chris the Crippler Lieben returns to face Quentin Henry. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join us on February 14th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center, Brooks Bowl 55, right around the corner. BKFC tickets. If you come out to Ferg's around 4:30 when we get there for lunch, I'm going to bring a pair or two of tickets to give away. So hit us up at Ferg's. The Country Depot, how you register for the $50 gift certificate, go to their Facebook page, screenshot, take a photo of it, then post it on Facebook or Twitter or whatever so that I can see it and you will qualify. All right, it's Brooks Bowl 55 right around the corner. It'll be the second attempt. Let's talk to a Super Bowl champ who was there for the first one, and that's our good friend, Todd Yoder. Todd, how are you?
Randy, how's it going, man?
Not too bad. How's things? How's your family?
Family is doing well. Kids are getting big. They grow up quick, you know. I remember the last time I played in the Super Bowl, my wife was pregnant with my first, and now she's about to go off to college. It's been that long.
Time certainly flies. What's the first thing that you remember when you think back, not to the game itself and not to, you know, obviously winning it, but what's the first thing that kind of comes to mind when you think of 2002-03?
Man, it's so long ago. I mean, I have different, like, memories from the game and just kind of all the lead-up to it. I mean, a personal favorite of mine might be, like, a throwback, Randy Harris, Todd Yoder show at Jack Willie's Bar and Grill. I don't know. We could probably throw that out there for that season.
There you go. That definitely was a good time. One of the things that I think of right away is after you guys were victorious, and I'm standing, and I tell this story all the time, and I'm standing at your locker, and we're talking, and Biff from the David Letterman show is in the shower interviewing Nate Webster.
Yes, interviewing Nate Webster naked was a little interesting. There were so many just bits and pieces of really even the lead up to that game and just, you know, the whole, you know, winning it and everything. It was just really a cool time. And, you know, the fact that it's kind of come back full circle.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry, I think my phone's cutting out a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, we got you. It's all going good. I appreciate it. You know, when you're playing in it, you know, all of this hoopla, all of everything that's going on, all of the press conferences and all that kind of stuff, which was fun, at least for us. What do you think about with it being this year and obviously the pandemic and it's awful and all that, and I'm not trying to make light of it, but is it better for the players to not have to worry about all that? You know, the one interview they're doing is on Zoom and they don't have to get the same stupid question, you know, for 3 hours.
No, I think it's going to be easier for the guys to focus in really just truly on the game. I don't think there's that much as much distraction as what we face with going out, really only having 1 week in between the game. I mean, we came back from Philly and we flew out the very next day, but we had the full media day, the full just everything with even like families and people coming in, where I think this year everybody's, you know, trying to isolate themselves to get ready for the game.
You know, one of the big talks, and we are talking to former number 80, former number 83, and former number 87, Todd Yoder, getting ready, you know, to play. How big of a advantage, if it is at all, because people seem to think it is, and I don't, that the Bucks are playing at home?
You know, I think it's just familiarity with, like, you know, going to the stadium, know where you go, knowing it's your same locker room. I do think there is an advantage. Obviously, I think, you know, if there was a full crowd, maybe that advantage would maybe favor the Bucks a little bit. But because of, you know, just the limited number of tickets, maybe not as big advantage, like with crowd noise per se. But I think there is that just familiarity of it's your home. So I think that does favor us a little bit.
A, will you be watching, and is it different? And again, it's been, you know, a couple of years since, you know, the R word. Is it difficult? Was it difficult to watch it first, or, you know, kind of walk us through that?
Well, I mean, when I first got out of football, yeah, I mean, it was difficult to watch. I mean, I remember there was probably a year or so there where I really didn't want to watch. I was kind of, I mean, I still wanted to be playing, and then just that realization of it's not going to happen. It was tough. And I think, you know, the thing that kind of brought me back into the fold was getting into high school football coaching. And that kind of brought me back in the circle of being into football mode.
Was it tough to give that up? Because I know you were a high school football coach, and then you went to coaching elsewhere, and then I understand that you're not involved right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, part of that is my son's a sophomore. He's about to be a junior. So just to be able to sit back and watch him, I didn't want to get into a situation where if I got back into high school coaching, I would have to, like, miss his game. And the thought of maybe coaching him, I'm just going to sit back and just kind of watch his next couple years.
You're just going to be a dad and not the coach.
Exactly. And I think I have a tough enough time just sitting there watching the game, just watching him. If I was actually trying to coach him as well, I don't know if our relationship would be that good, because I probably have a little bit some interesting things to say to him.
No, absolutely. I played for my dad. My son has played for me. So, you know, I totally get that. What kind of parent are you, you know, coming from, you know, the player and then the coach? If something were to happen, and I'll tell you the whole story first, are you the type of parent that can sit there, or, you know, would you, like, run out on the field? Sean was playing at Admiral Farragut. He was a goalie. He got kicked in the face. I think every parent left the stands. I think every teammate ran over to him. I think people left the classrooms to see if he was okay, except for my wife and I, who sat in the stands. It's like, we're a parent. We don't run out on the field.
Yeah, I definitely sit there and try to be quiet, I guess you would say, but it's hard.
Hey, Todd, so this Sunday there are already protests because of the Chiefs and the politics behind the, you know, the Native American stands. You played for the Washington Redskins, the iconic team now known as the Washington Football Team. You know, what's your stance on it? Do you think the Chiefs will change? Do you think the Indians and all these other organizations should change their identity, or do you think it should stay the same?
You know, I think it's up to the actual teams themselves. Back when I played for the Redskins, you know, we did have a couple of away game sites where we went through where, you know, there was like a little mini protest outside the hotels or whatever. So, I mean, it was even a thing back then. I just don't think it was maybe as big of a deal, or it wasn't brought to the forefront. And, you know, everybody's got to adapt with the time, you know, so I really do think it's up to the individual teams to make those choices. And, you know, going forward, I mean, you know, everybody talks about the Washington football team. Maybe they keep it that way for a while. Maybe they wait and change the name later. I'll always tell people I play for the Redskins because that's what all my gear says, and that's what it was when I played.
Well, and, you know, Todd, they corrected me earlier when I said that I have a Todd Yoder game jersey from the Washington Redskins, and they said it's the Washington football team. And I said, no, it's not. That jersey is a Redskin jersey that hangs in my studio.
Yeah, I'm correct, and that's what I tell everybody. I mean, my helmet, you know, are the old Redskins logos. Even my jerseys say Redskins. Like, it. I don't like to think that, like, I mean, and everybody's got to evolve with the times, and I'm good with the fact that they are making some of those, you know, changes. But, you know, when I played for them, they were the Redskins. So.
Exactly. Give me your opinion what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers need to do to win this game on Sunday, and what does Kansas City need to do?
Well, I think for Tampa, it's really defensively they need to get a couple turnovers. They forced, you know, a couple turnovers in the first couple playoff games. And even though in Green Bay we might have threw a couple picks late, I think having those turnovers early really helped us be in a position to win that game. So I think the turnover ratio would be a key to success of Tampa winning. On the Kansas City side, I really think if they protect the ball and they don't have a fumble or interceptions or anything like that, I think offensively they're eventually going to score enough points if they don't turn it over that they're going to feel pretty good about their chance to win.
A lot of talk everywhere about rain possibly on Sunday. That's not only dropping the prices of tickets, but they're saying it could change the game. It's going to obviously make it more of a running game than a catching receiving game. How much does weather come into play on any game, not just Super Bowl Sunday? We like to call it Brooks Bowl 55.
You know, I mean, you got to deal with the weather, whether it's cold or raining or whatnot. I don't think it's as big a factor as what people are playing it up to be because both sides have to deal with it. It's not like one team gets to play with, you know, a dry ball and the other team doesn't. So I really just think it's more of a mindset of no matter what the conditions are, you just got to deal with it and handle it. You know, and realistically, too, I mean, you know, I think it would probably be tougher to play in Lambeau at like minus 10 than it is, you know, whether it's down here, whether it's raining or windy. I would rather play down here in, you know, 60 degree weather with a little slight rain than being up there freezing my tail off.
Good stuff. We need to get the band back together and maybe bring that Todd Yoder show back.
Yeah, we might have to do a vintage throwback show from back in the day.
It would definitely be a lot of fun. Todd, thank you very much for your time. Say hi to the family. We're going to put you on hold real quick to get your address so we can send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and talking with us.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. That is Todd Yoder, and that was so much fun doing the show. Jack Willies over there in Oldsmar way back in the day. Let's go hit a quick break, and we will get back to more shenanigans, more prop bets, John McLaughlin momentarily. A lot of cool stuff still to go as our final broadcast from the Tampa Convention Center Radio Row. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Join us on February 14th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Hi guys, this is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckerd Hall March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Who is the Macho Man Randy Savage? And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yes, that's one of my favorite liners.
Yeah, it has to be.
It's
iconic.
It is iconic. Legendary.
Legendary.
He is in at least in my opinion, legendary status.
Yeah.
Now, younger WWE, NXT, AEW, all that may not think that. They may not even know who he is.
Oh, they know because he's the cream of the crop, brother.
That's one of my favorite YouTube videos. You know, go to YouTube and do Randy Macho Man Savage, cream of the crop, and he's got those little
it's
creamers.
Epic.
Yeah.
It's epic.
And I know that you and Terry are tight. And Terry, you may consider Terry higher up, blah, blah, blah. But there's no way, none, that you can think Terry did promos like Randy did.
They did it together. The cream of the crop, they were together. They're like, brother, when the worlds collide, the world's not ready. I mean, he's equally as goat as
there
Macho Man.
No way possible.
He was the ivory to the ebony. He was the cool to the aid. He was the Peter to the butter.
I don't think Terry did promos as well as the epic people like Randy, like Dusty Rhodes, like Stone Cold. Terry was iconic. I'm not saying that he wasn't iconic, but I just don't think to that level.
It's like Randy Harris and the Naked Pizza Man. You just don't break up that, brother. Thank you, Sean. I got the acknowledgement from the limo driver and the
I was on his side.
The firstborn. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because how many times have you been fired?
The breakup's
inevitable.
I have the record, though. I have the record for number of times being fired.
No,
I am.
You may not have the record for being fired. You have the record for times coming back.
Well, I just don't leave. Yeah.
That is definitely the truth. So speaking of leaving, nice segue. You had no idea what I had pulled up.
Totally professional.
Now's the time to tell him he's fired. Now you're fired. So the next NFL team Deshaun Watson will play a snap for.
Oh, I like it.
Who is the odds-on favorite?
The Colts.
You, Mr. Pizza Man?
Clothed Pizza Man? We are Marshall.
That's a good one. Does he have eligibility left? He took money, so I don't know. The New York Football Jets
Ooh.
Are the odds-on favorite. You know who number two is? The team he is currently contractually obligated to.
You told me what Brett Favre Van Nuken said.
He did. He pretty much said, stay in your lane. You make enough money. I get the situation isn't ideal, but play your contract out and then go from there. The only problem is he asked for a trade when they didn't get Randy Moss.
Right.
So shut up. You made enough money.
He's selling copper on the black on the open market right now. That guy's wearing Tommy Copper.
Yeah. Well, him and Jerry. The Panthers are actually one of the odds-on favorites to get the services Deshaun Watson.
I like that.
Being a Carolina guy, being Clemson.
You know, it's not like you have that rookie or anything like that. You know, you've got a more of a veteran that you can replace and should replace.
And I'll be honest, until yesterday, Earl Christie came by and did the show, you know, the legendary, you know, part of the Heidi Bowl and all that. I was never a Jets fan, but as far as sports franchises go, is there a better nickname for a football team than the New York Sack Exchange? It was pretty brilliant.
I don't think it was for the football team. Yeah, I just think
it was a line. But still, with the Jets, that's what you know the team as.
He thought it was offense. Like, why would they sack? You don't want that in your name.
Right? What is our nickname? Do we have a nickname? The Pewter Report?
I think we could possibly go with Dumb and Dumber.
Not our name. I'm talking about the Buccaneers, our hometown team. And am I dumb or am I dumber?
We're getting yelled at. You got to put that stupid crap on your
Oh, man, they are tough. I'm still marinating on my lunch.
It's around your neck.
Okay, got it.
The Nazi police are here, so.
Oh, can't say Nazi. That's offensive.
I don't care. Jewish. I'm Jewish. I'll say Nazi. I don't give a flying. You know what?
Well, it's nice knowing you all.
you really have to.
Yeah, you got to cover.
I thought that was a joke.
No, that beard. So you should have done a face mask that looked like a beard. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here we go.
It was nice knowing everybody.
We're producing on air.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
You can be heard.
But you can eat without it.
Come to you from our...
You can eat, you can drink, you can be 19 feet apart, but God forbid you have this stupid, ridiculous mask not on.
Come to you live from our last Super Bowl appearance, the Knockout Radio crew.
Well, as you can see, there's a lot of last...
Is there anything you haven't been ejected from, Randy?
Disneyland.
Oh, really?
I was close.
I was close.
Disney.
We were real close.
I was close.
What'd you do, punch the mouse?
No.
The rat?
I don't remember. What was it?
Which one's the rat? The Mickey?
Yeah.
The only place that a rat is a mascot and everybody loves it.
So am I covering my mouth? See, you can't... I can't do it that way, so... I'm just going to keep it down. I don't care. Maybe we'll be able to fake our way through the next hour and then we can leave.
Wow. This is crazy. I mean, how do you talk to a diaper on your face?
That's what I'm saying. It's impossible.
Like I get when you're walking around. That
right.
Can you hear
me? But this plexiglass that's protecting all of it. If you could see the photo, let's describe the table.
Yeah, go ahead, describe it.
There's there's two tables making a cross. And in the middle is a plexiglass box with slits in it, like a bank teller.
Yeah, to protect
There's
you.
Nothing inside the box on all the tables, but we put our mixer board there. And we're all sitting open air, and the distance between you and I, Sean.
Ready?
We can high five. We are
five. Yeah,
not inside the bubble.
It just,
we are not in the bubble.
So you and I are protected so that you can't spit on me.
Correct.
Of course, if you spit on me, Johnny Lightning, who's here for my protection.
Correct.
You know,
that's why he's
separated. Take care of it.
But our guests who are in and out, we don't know where they came from, are the closest to us in reality.
Right.
Where you and I are together every single day together.
Right.
And that's the reality of it.
How do you talk wearing a mask and do a show?
That's not my definition. I'm following NFL protocol.
There. Is that better? All right. So I can't wear it half-assed. I have to wear it properly. I got you. It's so freaking retarded.
All right. Well, there we go.
I don't care.
No, I'm just seeing how many other people aren't doing it. So
yeah,
I want to walk with them.
Point it out, like record it.
They're not 6 feet apart, though.
Well, you don't have to be 6 feet apart.
I thought, well, that's why they have all the things on the ground.
Yeah, everything on the ground says it must be 6 feet apart. The escalator has on the steps every six steps.
Is that a foot every step? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't hear myself, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What a ship show this is, Tampa.
There is a ship at the show.
So we're going to hit a top of the break. If I'm still here when we return, we're going to grab one of the Pewter Report guys. We're going to let them talk through the mask so I don't have to. Coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.